You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
So the Olympic Games are underway. They've been delayed a year, but they've already gotten started. Even before the opening ceremonies, U.S. women's soccer team, they're kind of predicted to win the gold medal, but they lost their first game this morning.
What happened there?
What the what?
Coming in a little too cocky, maybe.
But, you know, the whole idea of winning a gold medal, you know, that feeling of standing up on that podium.
Yes.
And you hear your national anthem and you, you know, you kind of bend your head forward and they put that gold medal around your neck.
Oh, you start welling up. You're crying. Oh, so powerful.
Man. So Jeremy and I were talking yesterday and we were wondering about if the average person could win a gold medal. Jeremy, you want to explain this?
Yes. Now, it doesn't have to be sports.
It shouldn't be sports.
Shouldn't.
I don't think.
Please don't make it sports.
Mm-mm.
We want to have some fun with this. It's the basic, mundane, maybe even boring thing throughout your life that you're an expert at, and you're like, dang, I could get a gold medal in folding towels. You know, because you do that triple fold thing that, you know, and they fit right in the cupboard there so well. I started thinking about some of mine, like, what would I get a gold medal in? And I came up with three. I might even want to do like a gold, silver, bronze here, but I feel like these could all be gold. Sarcasm. I could get a gold medal in sarcasm.
Sure.
Drip sarcasm. Smoking a tri-tip.
Sure.
Oh, melts in your mouth. And I could get a gold medal in ordering things from Amazon.
Yeah.
One click
they'd
shipping.
They'd have to split that gold medal with a lot of people.
I know. So I was like, that's what we're looking for right there. What would you get a gold medal in? Dom, how about you?
The only two that I can think of, one, I think I could get a gold medal in perseverance and longevity, because if it's not relationships, I can stick around.
Right.
Other than relationships, my perseverance skills are really good.
That's good.
And I might be able to get a gold medal in listening.
Oh.
You know, the whole thing is that guys aren't good listeners and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. That's you.
I think I'm an excellent.
Just sit there and listen.
I'll listen. In fact, I kind of get crap from Jeremy and other people because I'm more of a listener than a talker.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with perseverance and listening. Give me gold medals for those. But mine aren't funny like yours. Smoking a tri-tip. I'm a little jealous of that.
And ordering things on Amazon. That just popped up online that I got to read really quick. Where'd it go? This person, what's her name? Elise, it looks like. She said she would get a gold medal in eating chips and salsa before dinner at a Mexican food restaurant. Well, that's what I'm talking about.
They have to bring like two extra baskets full of the chips,
into the salsa.
Don't you feel like a pig when you, like, you haven't even ordered yet, but you've already gone through an entire basket of chips.
And then the waiter or waitress is like, can I get you another bowl? You're like, here's my third one, yes.
keep them coming.
I could get a gold medal in that. Where there's like no breakage and no salsa spillage from the bowl to your mouth.
Oh, no,
I spill. There'd be some criteria. Well, then you'd get the bronze.
Well, I might have to bronze it on that one because that, yeah, I'm going to spill with that. You know, one thing that I used to feel like I could get a gold medal in is if you're cooking multiple things, I could get a gold medal in having everything be ready at exactly the right time.
That's a good one.
Like if you're thinking about a Thanksgiving dinner and you're making, let's say, seven things, they all cook at different temperatures and for different lengths of time.
Yep.
But I can plan everything so that it all finishes at the same time.
The key for that one is like breakfast meals.
Yes and yes.
Yes. Your eggs are done the same time the toast, same time the hash browns and the bacon.
Boom. Correct.
That's
I can get them all so they all wrap up at the same time and people could be standing off to the side and they'll talk to each other. They'll go, how does he do that?
It's so
how
good.
Did he get everything finished at exactly, the bacon is not getting cold. Everything is perfect.
It's like you're basically taking your plate of eggs, hash browns, and bacon, walking past the toaster as it goes, shishink, as they pop up onto the plate, onto the table.
Mm-hmm.
Gold.
It's like something out of
play
a cartoon.
Play the anthem.
Rhonda says I can win a gold medal in ignoring coworkers.
Oh, that's a good one.
I like that one. Alex, he says I could win the gold in parallel parking.
Nice.
I think I went silver in that.
Okay.
And Dina says, give me the gold in setting the microwave to the perfect time for a bag of microwave popcorn.
Oh, that's mad skills.
You know, like putting the bag in and you set to the perfect time.
Yes. So many people writing in getting gold medals in homebrewing beer, drinking wine, drinking tequila, yada, yada, yada.
We have a bunch of lushes that listen
so
to our show.
So many alcoholics. Samantha wrote in. She said, I get the gold medal in rocking the mom look. Work that front butt, girl. Angela says, I'd get the gold medal in picking my thong out of my butt crack.
Mm-hmm.
And then Franklin says, I'd get the gold medal in getting the ladies. And that is a quote.
Doubt it.
Getting the ladies.
Seriously, doubt it.
Get them, Franklin.
If you're saying it, you ain't doing it.
Give me a goal for getting them ladies.
On the phones, here comes Katie. Good morning, Katie. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Hey.
So we're going to put a gold medal around your neck for what?
Leftovers.
What are you
Probably
doing?
Probably to a fault.
What about leftovers?
Explain.
I won't throw food away. We grilled chicken Friday night, and we did a caprese salad on top of it. And then Saturday, we made a chicken pasta. And then last night, we rounded it out with a chicken taco salad.
How much chicken are you making at one time?
My God.
Well, you know.
World's biggest chicken.
19 chicken breasts?
Sounds like a Costco chicken.
Listen, if you made it Friday, you've reached the chicken limit now. Like, you're going to get salmonella now.
That's what went through my mind, too. It's like, what are you doing keeping a chicken for 26 days or something? That's... My God, Katie.
Chickens hate seeing Katie come into the store.
Katie, we love you. Thank you
you're
for the
funny.
Call.
Thank you.
That was a good one. Here's Phyllis. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Hi, Phyllis.
Gold medal in what?
Worrying.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. That what are you worried
worry
about today,
about
fellas?
Anything.
What are you worried about right now?
What's your biggest worry?
Well, right now I'm out walking, and my biggest worry is that I'm going to stumble and fall like I did a year and a half ago and break an ankle and dislocate an elbow.
Oh, my gosh. You need more calcium.
It was just the way I landed.
Oh, well, why are you should be focusing on the trail right now, not calling us.
Yeah, this is part of the problem. You're walking, but you're talking to your boys.
Nope. I got to talk to my boys whenever I walk in the morning or at least listen to them.
Oh, you're the
sweetest. I keep my eyes down and I watch the ground. It's like, is there a rock? No, because
a snake?
I live rurally.
She's got her head down. Actually, a car is going to come around the corner. No.
Phyllis, have a good
Phyllis,
day.
Phyllis, we love you. Thank you
Don't
for listening.
Don't worry so much.
Yeah, stop worrying.
Stop
Don't
it.
Worry.
It's not healthy.
Be happy. Hello, Sarah. Good morning. Welcome to the Dom and Jeremy Show.
Good morning, boys. Good
morning.
So what could you win a gold medal in?
I, by far, should get a gold medal in tripping over things that aren't actually there or walking into walls that move.
You should hang out with Phyllis.
Mm-hmm.
You both are clumsy.
I'm starting to realize that our listeners are either A, clumsy, or B, alcoholics. I mean,
what, or do you have like an inner ear problem or something? What's going on? Why do you keep running into things?
Never had great balance.
Oh, well.
What size shoe do you wear?
12.
12?
No, a small.
Oh, small.
That might be the problem. You don't have enough balance going.
You need bigger feet.
Okay, thanks, boys.
Okay, bye.
Sarah. Thank you for being on the show.
She's done with us.
She's like, lay
me
out of here.
Whoa, I gotta go.
I gotta go trip over something. Here's another Sarah on the phone. Hey, Sarah.
Hey, how are you?
What could you win a gold medal in?
Knowing all the words to every song that comes on the radio, no matter what station it is.
I don't believe you.
I sing every single... Oh, I drive people crazy, I think.
I can see that.
And no matter what the station is.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second.
What? Hold on.
There's only one station. What are you talking about?
Why are you flipping around?
Yeah.
I have other people that live in the house that listen to other music. I'm
you
so
tell
sorry.
Them to move out.
You live with morons? I mean, what's going on?
Oh, yay. I don't believe
Sarah,
a word she
love
just
you.
Said.
Thank you for that call. That is quite a talent, though, because some of these songs that we've been playing for years, I don't know the words to them.
Right.
I just know the first five words and the last five words.
Right. Sometimes that's better.
Hello, Dawn. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
So we're going to give you a gold medal in what?
Letting food go bad. And it's perfect that you did this morning because I went to the grocery store last night and I was like, before I went, I have like asparagus that was bad, fruit that was bad, everything. And then I bought more. It's probably going to go bad too.
Isn't that disgusting? Like when you do clean your fridge because you know you got to go grocery shopping. And like just the other day, Nicole's like, we waste so much food.
Yeah.
It's disgusting.
I just don't understand why I keep buying it knowing that I'm not going to eat it. It's just me.
Whatever you do, don't get that one lady's chickens that she's getting that can last for 17 meals. Like, don't do that.
You're the opposite of her.
No, but I will tell you something. There was somebody had some milk that didn't expire for 3 months. How that is possible, I have no
idea.
Like
regular cow's milk?
Yes.
No.
But it's in a box.
I've seen that weird boxed milk. I don't trust that milk.
I don't trust it either. And I'm like, what?
The kids have those little boxes. It's like that Horizons milk or whatever. It's got the cow on the front, and it's warm, and it's in a little box, and it goes for like 4 years.
Right.
That's not natural.
It's not. Huh. There's a lot of preservatives going on there.
Oh, preach it, girl.
Dawn, you know we love you. I hope you have a great day, okay?
Bye, Dawn.
Thank you.
See you later.
And I just want to thank everyone for making us laugh.